see when you see their quarterback and you know what he's done and things that he tries to do? You've seen him enough times now.
Well, I mean, obviously Detroit has a lot of weapons, as you said. Gardner, Megatron, stopping the run. So it's just a lot we have to do, and the quarterback has a great arm. So we just got to play good and stay on what we got to do as a unit.
Say about the team that you guys got the win last week, but I got the impression in the locker room afterward you weren't altogether happy with the effort.
We came out with the win, which was important, but at the end of the day, we still can get better in a lot of areas, and a lot of it come back to just communicating with each other and playing together.
Detroit real diverse offensively. I mean, they've got a lot of guys. You know, they've obviously got a great receiver, but it's kind of like after that, there's a lot of guys that seem like they are above average at least.
I mean, they got a overall good team and a good unit, and they play together, so we just got to do a good job of doing the same. And knowing that they're just human, they put their pads on the same way we do. And now just who's going to go harder?
Is there still a little bit more fire because that playoff possibility is still there? I mean, it's remote, but it's still there. Does that kind of help things burn a little hotter?
It's there, but we can't focus on that because at the end of the day, if we don't do what we got to do, there's no playoffs. You know, so that's not what we're focused on right now. We're just going to focus on Detroit.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.